Hello, Aries, you gorgeous starseed you. This is your weekend vibe for January 20th through the 22nd. All right, so these are general energies. They may or may not apply. And let's get right on into it. So, Aries, you start the weekend with a Knight of Wands. And this is a very rushed energy, it's just a very fast moving, and it's clarified with the Temperance reverse. So this night or this energy is grown beyond impatient, okay? Now they're coming in with the Nine of Cups. So they're either going to offer you some type of wish fulfillment, or they see you as such, okay? And it looks like it's a returning thing, something from the past, because you have a Six of Swords reversed. So someone who may have walked away or left the scene, maybe making a comeback, all right? And they're really rushing in. I don't know. It seems they've been waiting to do so, all right? And they're offering what looks to be the Ace of Pentacles, looks like a good opportunity, right? A fresh start, a new beginning. But it's clarified with the Moon. So there's still something a little off about this offer, okay? Or the person presenting it. Now, next you have the King of Swords reversed. So there it is. That would be someone who would definitely stab you in the back. The King of Swords will win at all costs. And he's clarified by the Empress reversed. So I'm going to look at this as one of two things. Either there's a couple of, there's a couple here. Or this King of Swords reversed is embodying the Empress reversed qualities. Now the Empress reversed is all the queens. Okay, she has all those powers, which makes her almost magician-like. All right, you see where I'm going with this? But using it for the wrong, using it with ill intent. So this King of Swords might be behaving in an Empress reversed. Okay, you follow? So he's using some magician type skills. I don't know, to come in with this offer. And this offer really kind of looks, I don't know. I would avoid any offer that's being made where you have to sign right away, or, you're not given time to think about it or contemplate or really look at what you're getting into. I would be a little careful with any offers coming in at you, especially from someone from the past. Because they could have ulterior motives, all right? So now we're going to look at some energy oracle cards. And I have, or Spirit has, rather, guided me to go with a past energy that's leaving, energy that's coming in, and how you can transmute the energy, all right, for your benefit. Okay, so in the past, we have isolation reversed. Okay? That energy is leaving. So, I think right now, you are cautiously coming out of hermit mode, all right? You may be engaging a little more, just a little at a time, little baby steps, right? But the energy coming in is spirit guiding you to rest, all right? Rest is going to be needed so that you can make clear-minded choices and decisions for yourself, all right? Now, if you transmute these energies, and balance them properly, using a little bit of magic, because that is what came in to help you transmute the energies. Magic was one, and it's going to bring you abundance, was the other. Okay, Aries? So, you're going to use these energies of your own intuition, okay, to discern whether or not this offer is valid, because this moon card indicates hidden something in the fine print, or you may have to read between the lines. This also might require, if it's a face-to-face, you can read body language and facial expressions. If you know anything about that, look that up a little bit. So that you understand how to read people, okay? All right, so that's what I have for you for your weekend. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.